Did y'all have any time that you could play games or anything like that when you were a young girl?
No, I never seen it. Yeah. Listen, I just saw a deep freezer since I've been up here.
Saw what?
I just saw a deep freezer since I've been up here. I didn't see nothing like that. No, so they didn't have nothing to play. No game. Folks didn't do that. Folks didn't do nothing but wait and eat. And that's all. And go to church. That's all they had.
Then they opened the door.
Yeah, they didn't have no game. You can just set that chair behind that if you want to. They stay, because that door ain't gonna stay open. That's all folks done.
You mentioned wire fence. What kind of wire? Different types?
There's like this old wire what else got now. Oh.
Bob.
No. You know wire. It's out there around my whole pen. That's wire. You know. I don't know what you call it. I call it hole wire. But a hog can't go through it. That's what I call it.
When you killed a hog, what did you do with the what'd you kill it with first? I mean, tell me about when you killed a hog. What'd you
take bags and knock them in the head. And then starve them, let them bleed so much of blood wouldn't be on the meat they told me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then they take and pack it up, let it lay out all night. Break a little salt over and let it lay out all night, then take it the next morning, get up soon before the flies get up.
Yeah.
And pack it up and let it stay 3 weeks. And then this is cured, this is put in, you wash it, hang it up, and you cut you some hickory wood. And you put it in something like one of them old buckets out there. And you smoke it. And it'd be nice too.
Well, what about the parts of the hog that you'd use?
The ham and the shoulder and the middle, just like all of it. Use all of it. You can even save the jaws and the head. They could even do that.
Did they make anything out of the meat from the head?
They used to make sauce. Them that wanted to make it. But our dad always hung here and up so he could put them in peas and greens for us to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make no sauce.
Do you remember, like, something, things that they would make out of the meat from the liver by cooking and grinding it up?
Liver puddings, they called it, liver soup.
Uh-huh.
But that was sausage, what they used to, like, they used to grind up. That was the lean part of the whole.
Yes, ma'am.
You take it and cut it up and be a little fatty, and then they take it and had a sausage meal, and be just like them you buy. You scrape them guts, and they be just as white and pretty as them what you buy, them sausage you buy.
Hmm.
But see, they don't do that now. They go buy everything. Everything we use, we buy it now. Don't make nothing. And you didn't know, my mama had cooked a whole country dinner without even going to a stove, and it was nice. She had her eggs, she had her butter, she had her chicken, she had her meal. And then she'd have to buy flowers, you know. And she had a whole country-made, home-raised dinner. And it would be nice. My mother. Nice dinner. Didn't have to buy nothing but sugar and flour. Because we'd go to meal, you know, and carry the meal. Didn't have to have a thing. And she'd buy her sugar and her flour. And she had one of the nicest dinners you want to eat. It was a whole country dinner. She raised her chickens, her eggs, her meat. She had everything.
Did you ever save the hog blood and make anything out of that?
Uh-uh.
I heard people making stuff out of the hog blood.
I ain't.
Well, what about to take the large intestines of the hog?
Somebody's after
them? Yeah.
They eat them. They wash them and eat them. They nice. Them call them chickens.